I was born and raised in Tokyo, had different beliefs at different stages in my life. My grandmother was an alcoholic. My father's money wasting, domestic violence and cheating became so bad. I didn't know exactly where or who God was. My mother decided to divorce. My mother was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer due to all the stress she had because of these difficult, traumatic experiences. But I believed that there was something called God in my heart. I always prayed to God. I started to work as a shrine maiden. I started to thinking maybe my religion is Shinto or Buddhism. My sister said, well, money was made by God. So why does God need money from us in the first place? I started to study other religions. Everything that I studied didn't make sense to me. But the only religion that made sense to me was Islam. I started wearing hijab before I became a Muslim. My mother said, no, don't wear hijab in front of me. She said, you are no longer my daughter.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Nuraisa Mayam. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. As eternal passenger, we're very happy to have you with us. I want to start with, who is Nuraisa Mayam? Can you tell us briefly about your life?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure to be here with you, alhamdulillah. My name is Nuraisa Mayam. I was born and raised in Tokyo and still reside here. I'm currently a full-time student studying Islamic studies. And I'm an Islamic content creator online, writing about my own experiences as a revert Muslimah.
How was your life in regards to faith? Did you have any faith before?
I can say that I was not an atheist, but I had different beliefs at different stages in my life. Growing up, my family was very well off financially. And unfortunately, while on the outside, everything seemed fine, seemed perfect, but there were many issues underneath. My grandfather was really kind and took care of us a lot, but my grandmother was different. She was an alcoholic. The alcohol caused her to abuse us. After we were born, as my mother's attention to him decreased, my father's money wasting, domestic violence and cheating became so bad. I advised my mother to go to a safe place, and she decided to divorce. And after the divorce, I ended up spending the rest of my life, my childhood, in a single mother's home. And we found out that our grandparents were not our real grandparents. My mother was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer due to all the stress she had. So because of these difficult, traumatic experiences, I became interested in a human state of mind from a young age. Only person I could always speak my true mind to during those difficult times was God. And I didn't know exactly where or who this God was, but I believed that there was something called God in my heart. Then after I became a university student, I started to work as shrine maiden, which is Miko in Japanese. I thought my belief was closer to Shinto idea than a Buddhist one. So that was my faith before Islam.
As Eternal Passenger, we need your support. We are an organization of women volunteers who aim to spread the message of Islam all over the world. Our videos have helped thousands of people change their lives, convert to Islam, give up haram, start praying, wear hijab, learn to read the Quran. By donating through the thanks button and becoming a member of this family by clicking the join button, you can have your share in all these good deeds. Donate to Eternal Passenger.
What was the thing that made you question your beliefs? Was it an event or a thought? And when was it?
While I was working at Shrine, many questions and doubts arose. Had to be very careful with our language. So we were told that shrines are different from shop and not places to do business. This place is for prayers and serving to the gods. So therefore, expressions such as selling and buying things are not used. I served with that spirit. However, I felt that the shrine police and his family did not. I thought that huge sums of money came into the shrine during the year end and the New Year's holidays, and that money from those who came to visit the shrine was used for the gods, but the family and friends of the shrine priest took money from there and ordered luxurious food every day. As I did this every day, I began to wonder if money was necessary for my faith and if I needed to pay every time I make wish. I went home and told my sister about it, and my sister said, money was made for God. Why does God need money from us in the first place? This led me question what I thought was my religion and what I served.
How did you first hear about Islam? Why were you searching religions?
My childhood experiences, I started to think that where the happiness, true happiness lies. This question led me to discover different types of religions in the world. I started to study other religions in the world. Everything that I studied didn't make sense to me, but the only religion that made sense to me was Islam.
What was your view of Islam back then? Did you have any prejudices?
I knew nothing about Islam until high school. I knew so little about it that I don't even remember if I even knew that its name before that. I got to know about Islam is because of my high school philosophy class. It's just one of the studies. My best friend from Russia, she told me that she became a Muslimah. She reverted to Islam. She said she's fasting. She didn't drink and she didn't eat. I was really surprised. Like Muslims are fasting. Right. So I thought that Islam was strict religion, but that was it. I didn't have any bad image to the Islam because of the lack of information about Islam.
How did your Islamic journey begin?
When I went to university, it was there that I met a woman in hijab for the first time in my life. And then one day, one of my Malaysian friends invited me to masjid in Tokyo. It was the first time I had seen Muslims praying in the groups in Japan. So I was very moved and I thought that I knew everything about Islam because I studied it in university. And I knew that Muslims pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I didn't understand why they were eager to do it. No, so to find out, I wanted to pray with them. And then maybe, inshallah, I will know the reason why Muslims do. So I asked them to teach me to pray with them in the mosque. And that was when I started to learn Islam in earnest for my faith. And started to wearing hijab, praying, trying to fast, attending many Islamic lectures. And I naturally fell in love with Islam.
What was the trigger for you to search Islam in such a deep way?
I did everything, like act of worship in Islam, before I converted to Islam. It's because I wanted to know why Muslims want to do that. I know they prayed to Allah, but why? And then in order to understand it, I was thinking I need to pray, I need to fast, I need to wear hijab. And then maybe I will understand the way they are thinking.
What impressed you the most about Islam?
Yeah, first, I was searching for happiness. What impressed me the most before I reverted to Islam was the way Islam interprets the pretense of happiness in this world, like wealth, fame, status. Like one occasion, my Muslim friend invited me to lunch and then she treated me everything. So in Japan, if we were friends, we would split the bill. So when I asked her why, and then she said, even if this money runs out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it me again. Arisa is only one person and he granted me you as a friend. And then that really stuck with me. Like all the Muslim friends I have met in the past were like that. They were all valued akhirah more than this dunya.
How did you feel when you went to the masjid for the first time?
Beautiful. I felt beautiful. I went to the masjid for the first time in Japan at the Maghrib prayer. Very few people in the masjid, quiet, and I could hear adhan. I could hear the recitation of the Quran. It was so beautiful.
Like, how did you feel while you were praying before becoming a Muslim?
It's not only about salah, but during all the acts of worship, ibadah, I tried with Muslim friends. And I felt the happiness I have been looking for so long. I wanted to make it my routine. I feel like praying 5 times in a day is very disciplined. So I like that kind of idea.
What was the last step that took you to Islam?
Quran. Because I read the Quran with Japanese translation, I could understand what the Quran said. Everything that I read in the Quran hit me, touched me. I felt like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked to me directly to my heart. On that day, I didn't take shahada, maybe. This was all part that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for me.
How did you feel when you took shahada? Could you please describe that moment in detail for us?
So the friends told me that if I kept making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. So often I would shed tears, hoping to revert one day before I die. But later, my Malay Quran teacher I met while I traveling in Malaysia, she sent me the Quran with Japanese translation. And then it was the first time reading the Quran in my house. And I felt that as if he understood my heart and my life and everything. So I felt I could not leave without denying this anymore. Now I know the truth. How can I leave, like, denying this? On that day, I contacted my Malay friends and then went to the mosque with them and they took shahada, alhamdulillah. Before the shahada, I was told that I would have a 1 hour lecture with people in the masjid. And then after the lecture, I was told that if I still wanted to revert, I should do the shahada. But if not, I could leave. After the lecture, I still wanted to take the shahada. Oh, I rather felt that today was the day that I need to take shahada. The moment of taking shahada, I still remember each word of shahada was heaviest word I have ever uttered in my life. I cried a lot because I felt that I had finally become a Muslimah.
How did your family and the people around you react to your conversion to Islam?
My family, except my mother, did not react negatively. So my sister even congratulated me, like, omedetou in Japanese. My mother was extremely angry. She was so angry and she said, "You are no longer my daughter." And she did not speak to me for a while. I was able to talk to her later was because of my sister. Because I was not able to talk with her. So she explained to her, even though she became a Muslim, she just wanted to try to become a better person. And that was Islam. So later, my mother apologized to me.
How did you manage to keep your faith in all those non-Muslim countries?
I'm Japanese, but I'm a Muslim. And then my identity as a Muslim always comes first. I always take my Muslim identity comes first, no matter where I am. It's difficult. Japan and the UK are not Islamic country. Alhamdulillah, I have not felt any mental difficulty since the first time I wore the hijab, and I did not feel that I wanted to take them off. Maybe the fact that I started wearing hijab before I became a Muslim helped me a lot. But after I reverted to Islam and I fell in love with modest clothing more, I had to make effort to get permission to wear it from my family and at work. So that was the hardest part and it took time, especially taking permission from my mother.
How was her reaction at the first time she heard that you want to wear hijab?
Oh, she forbid me to wear hijab, especially in front of her. She said, "No, don't wear hijab in front of me." So I had to leave my house without hijab and then had to wear it secretly, like at the station. It was really difficult for the first time.
What is the verse in the Quran that has influenced you the most?
It's actually not the verse, Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the surah that made me revert to Islam. This is the surah that made me feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything and led me to the Islam. Because the surah Al-Baqarah deals with a number of issues, you know, like related to beliefs, history, law, and morality, everything. That I was so moved, like so shocked when I read that with translation. If our family were Muslims, maybe these problems did not happen to our family. That's the surah in the Quran that has impressed me.
What impressed you the most about our Prophet, peace be upon him,
is that his care and love for others is so inspiring. We live in the world where we are usually so occupied with ourselves. We don't have time to think about others, you know? So we know how difficult it is. For example, when we are ill, sad, or in pain, having the time to think about others, but also doing something for them is hard.
If you had a chance to watch a day from the life of our Prophet, peace be upon him, which day would that be?
I wanted to hear the last khutbah, hadith that he left for us. Everything is beautiful. So if that is beautiful, if that khutbah, you know, the last khutbah is beautiful, I wanted to know that real statement that comes from him. I wanted to hear that beauty, that kalima on the last khutbah.
Did you find happiness in Islam?
Of course, happiness is in Islam. True happiness is in Islam, because Islam is a religion of tranquility. So it gives, it's just believing, having Islam in my heart gives me tranquility in my heart, gives peace in my heart. That's the happiness in this dunya. That's the happiness that we need to chase. We need to focus on this dunya, because ultimately it leads us to the akhirah. So alhamdulillah, I could find happiness that I was looking for a long time in Islam.
In your opinion, what is the biggest and most obvious difference between your former faith and Islam?
They are completely different, because my previous faith, which is Shinto, there are many gods, but Islam is just one god. That's the obvious between these religions. Looking back at my previous religion, because the idea of the having many gods in this world, I was so confused sometimes. Some people still like doing this and then praying, you know, random things. It's so confusing. Islam, it's just one god. The most big difference between my previous religion and Islam.
After witnessing what is happening in Gaza, many non-Muslims have become interested in Islam. How do you see the future of Islam in the world?
That more people got interested in Islam because our dear brothers and sisters in Gaza are hurt, actually. But at the same time, it is wonderful that more and more people embraced Islam. This is truly blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the efforts and the sacrifices of the people of Gaza. So subhanAllah, for Islam in Japan, community is still small, but has great potential. The potential means that there will be more Muslim population in the future, and there are many young Muslims who are working hard for their faith, for Islam, with talent. I believe that we are still in growth stage compared to the other Muslim minority countries, and we don't have a strong foundation at the moment. But I believe that eventually, as a young generation grows, a strong Muslim community in Japan will surely emerge. So I think we are at the stage where individuals in Japan need to think about what they can do for the future of the Muslim community in Japan and help them do that, inshallah.
Thank you so much for your time, sister. It was a pleasure meeting you. I hope this will be a guide for many people.
Inshallah. Thank you very much for having me today. I really enjoyed the interview with you. Alhamdulillah.
Sister, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.